So digital scan, it helps us analyze anybody anywhere. So you can really understand the personality that drives someone and also who that they will naturally connect with. So there's an adage that a lot of people have heard before. It's birds of a feather flock together. It happens in real life as well. We see it all the time with personality. So if you imagine if we could pinpoint everybody that's at a huge conference, let's say like Dreamforce conference, and we could give them all a colored lanyard. It'd either be blue, green, black, or gold, depending on which behavioral persona that you are. We would naturally see that the people that have the blue lanyards are going to work together. The people that have the gold lanyards are all going to congregate together because people naturally want to be around people that are similar to themselves. So we have built this system.
Welcome to the AI Marketing Navigator, where we simplify AI marketing to keep you ahead of the curve. Brought to you by DigitalPop, delivering AI marketing automation so your small business thrives. Here's your host, Alex Carlson.
Can you enlighten us a little bit more on your guys' process for prototyping your AI solutions before moving them over to production? Can you walk us through kind of, it sounds like you guys have such insightful technical processes there. What is your basic development process for AI tools like a digital scan? If someone were to build a tool internally with all the data that they have, whether it's behavioral or financial, whatever it may be, what can you recommend as far as that development process best practices?
Yeah. So with this particular tool, it started with Excel. Just understanding what some of the insights were and what the calculations needed to be. So we would start with a very, very simple Excel file where you almost think about it as an agentic AI exercise where you know you need to do several different processes, but focus on one process per sheet and just try to figure out, you know, what calculations and insights do we need to do throughout this workflow. So that was the first thing that we did when we were building Digital Scan. As you can imagine, you know, we can't do that with 3.5 million responses and 4,000 insights because you would quickly exceed the number of cells that are available. So we try to really pare it down. In our model, you can look at things in kind of like an onion. So whenever you're looking at the 4,000 insights that it could describe a person, we can pare that all the way down to just four insights. And that's really the four quadrants of someone's persona. So are they take charge? Are they outgoing? Are they patient? And are they planned? So we can just look at those four scores. And we started Digital Scan with just looking at four scores and only with 100 people, just to keep the data very, very small. And that's what helped us really refine the model a little bit. And then, so we start with Excel, and then right now we're using N8N to build any R&D-based agentic solutions, just because it's very easy. You can even run locally, and you can access any API that's in the open world or on the World Wide Web. So we'll do that. And then once we can build something with N8N, we'll either export out the code or we'll just give it to a developer to code all individually on a custom basis.
Love that. We have mentioned N8N a few times on the show here, but it's well worth a deep dive episode. So I think we're going to have to do that soon. Okay, I'm just going to take a little scan here on where I wanted to go next. Oh, yeah. One thing that you have mentioned is the application or potential application of digital scan for events and for guest experiences at events, features like maybe color-coded lanyards, conferences based on personality types, maybe certain tracks through a conference. What kind of inspired that application? And have you guys implemented it in early stages yet, or is that still something in the future? And if you have implemented it, what have you kind of seen in the early stages?
Yeah. So digital scan, it helps us analyze anybody anywhere. So you can really understand the personality that drives someone and also who that they will naturally connect with. So there's an adage that a lot of people have heard before. It's birds of a feather flock together. It happens in real life as well. We see it all the time with personality. So if you imagine if we could pinpoint everybody that's at a huge conference, let's say like a Dreamforce conference, and we could give them all a colored lanyard, it'd either be blue, green, black or gold, depending on which behavioral persona that you are, we would naturally see that the people that have the blue lanyards are going to work together. The people that have the gold lanyards are all going to congregate together because people naturally want to be around people that are similar to themselves. Mm. So we have built this system. So it's really a pack that coaches and consultants can use and deploy at events that they're going to. And they can assign at all the attendees a specific color or persona, and then work with the event provider in order to, you know, provide those specific lanyards and even some collateral that describes a different style and why that they were given that special color lanyard. So we are implementing this. We've used it with many different conferences in the past few months. Cool. On a smaller scale. So we're working with Better Business Bureaus, Chambers of Commerce, and we're working with a few enterprises with conferences that have that are planned for the summertime. And we're seeing a lot of interest from the event providers on that. There's three different groups of people that, you know, attend the conference. It's attendees, so they naturally can use our insights for better networking or meet people that they're similar with. The event can actually curate the content that they're producing for the event. So they can, you know, understand who is going to be at these presentations. Do we need to provide more data and more information, hard facts whenever we're presenting to them? Or does it need to be more fun and lively and more energetic? They would use it for that kind of thing.
Love it.
And then the sponsors get the data on how to sell and communicate to the leads better. So that's kind of how it works with all three audiences.
So cool. Any listeners out there who are attending events or organizing events, I think this is a really cool, creative way to give an additional experience to your attendees. And that's super key in events right now. So let's dive into, speaking of our marketing listeners out there, let's dive into some of the practical applications of this AI-powered behavioral intelligence, whether it's derived from digital scan or otherwise. You've mentioned and talked about DNA behavior and its uses to personalize marketing efforts. And we talk so much on the show about personalization and how that's probably right now, I think has to be one of the most impactful and practical things you can do with AI from a marketing standpoint. How are you guys at DNA Behavior applying these behavioral insights to your own marketing strategies, and how are you using it internally? And what insights can you give us on how best to apply this this behavior data to our marketing strategy?
Yeah. So in our business, we naturally would have, you know, the insights on the behaviors for all of our customers. But we also have integrations with CRM so that firms can replicate exactly what I'm going to describe. But we have fields inside of our CRM that describe the persona of the individuals that we're marketing or selling to. So there are those four fields that I mentioned a moment ago when I was talking about digital scan. So it's take charge, outgoing, planned, and patient. So we just pinpoint those an individual against those four personas. And then that makes it very easy because then we can use smart content features and digital marketing platforms to actually swap out the default content that would be in an email or a web page with dynamic content that would be curated to someone's style if we do know it. So we do that in marketing. We are also doing that in blogs and web pages now. So we know that if someone is more outgoing, they're going to be more attracted to really bright colors, more engaging or energetic content. If you have someone that's like me, I'm going to be more information based. So I'm going to want the facts and the background knowledge and more of the science that goes into something. And that's how we can curate and personalize that content by swapping it out.
Amazing. And you mentioned the integration into CRM, and now I'm using our interview for entirely selfish purposes, which is one of the benefits of these podcast interviews. But what other integrations are when it comes to the web content and your blog content? What kind of integrations or technology is going to enable that? Is that going to be through WordPress? Is that going to be through directly through DNA Behavior? Or how are you guys enabling that right now? Because I think I'm just nerding out on it, because I think with the flooding of blog content and content front that's going to be coming from AI, if it can be personalized to each individual reader, that's the next true value add, in my opinion. So again, how is that looking as far as actually swapping out that content on your web pages?
Yeah, so we made a strategic shift. We were seeing that there was one company that was a clear provider of the smart content feature, and that was HubSpot.
Yep.
So we moved away from Salesforce to HubSpot about 2 years ago because we knew we would need to do more of this in the future. So they actually have a feature that's called HubSpot Smart Content. It's just part of their marketing hub. And you can do rules-based content swaps based on data. So we're actually using that native feature that they provide in order to do this personalization. And then that way, DNA only needs to give us that one insight, which is the persona. So we try to keep things very simple at DNA. We'll give you the data and we'll explain to you what you need to do, but we're not going to get into all the, you know, the technology pieces and integrating it into the website content and all that. That's, we're better off working with other smart people in digital marketing space. But yeah, this it's quite interesting. So you can, once you develop a property inside of HubSpot, you can write rules in order to swap out the content, and then everybody is getting something that's quite curated for them.
Amazing.
And we do that with videos. We even have developed videos that are for a specific style or a specific persona. We also will do that for visuals, infographics. You know, we might give an infographic for somebody that's more lifestyle focused or more outgoing. And if somebody needs the more detail, like myself, just print it out in a bulleted list and give them the facts. There's a lot of different ways around that.
I think that's super, super powerful. And like I said, personalization, I think, is the next big value add when it comes to content. So to continue to give everybody the steps that they need if they want to take something like DNA behavior and bring it into their strategies, what's the first step someone should take if they're listening to this episode, they want to use DNA behavior, or they want to maybe do even something simpler before they even consider DNA behavior to start examining the behavioral intelligence of their current list or their current prospect target market?
Yeah, so HubSpot recommended that every firm should be analyzing what the behavioral personas are of their customer base. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the main takeaways for 2025, is for all marketers to really hone in on that. So if you're interested in the behavior personas, that's something that we can help with. We have an import feature, so you can just import in your contact list and we'll just tell you what those personas are.
Amazing.
So it's a very quick way that, you know, you can get a quick win. And whenever you're looking at the content, you can very easily overcomplicate it. We see a lot of firms just coming up with stuff that's very complicated. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just like I was mentioning, the DNA insights, they kind of are like an onion. So you can go with just four varieties of something or 4,000. Mm-hmm. So internally, we just go with four because we know we're going to get a really good result with that. We don't overcomplicate it. And that's what we preach our customers to do as well. So just create four different flavors of a piece of content, and then always have a fallback option that's somewhere in the middle for your adaptive clients, or if you have not assigned a persona yet. And then that way you'll be able to, you know, have a broad reach to everybody, and people are getting personalized content regardless of where they are in the journey.
Love that. And you answered my next question, which are, what are some of the common mistakes that you see when companies are trying to implement this type of personalization? So keep it simple out there, listeners, if you're doing this. There's, you know, find what you need out of those 4,000 and pare it down to something that's easy to implement.
Thanks for listening to the AI Marketing Navigator. Ready to simplify your own marketing automation? Digital Pop helps make it happen so your small business can scale your marketing fast. Learn more at thedigitalpop.com.